April is World Autism Month, focusing on increasing awareness, acceptance, and inclusion for people who have autism. And the state is going to be focusing on autism, especially April 2nd up at the Capitol, thanks to Ashley McLean and her team with Linked, the Autism Safety Project. And Ashley joins us back on the show. I'm so glad to have you here, Ashley, to obviously talk about the work that you do, but especially to recognize autism awareness. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, why is autism so near and dear to your heart?
So my son is on the spectrum. My son is 8 years old. His name is Colton, and he was diagnosed probably about 5 years ago at this point. And, you know, we kind of knew beforehand, but it took us some time to get to that point where we received an official diagnosis. And from the time he was born, even through his diagnosis to now, he's kind of turned our world upside down in a good way, but taught us so much about just unconditional love, understanding, and that's really why I do the work that I do.
I totally agree. I think there is something so special about people who are on the spectrum. My younger brother is high functioning, and he's like the light of my world.
Absolutely.
I can't even, I honestly, it's so funny because so many people will say, you know, like my life started once I had my kid. For sure. And I've said this since I was a kid, and it hasn't changed since I've become a mom. My life changed when my brother was born, my younger brother. And it's been the best life ever because he's in it. It's the best. I don't know how to describe it. So I loved what you said about your son, and I totally hear you on that. What do you find is one of the biggest misconceptions or some of the biggest misconceptions people have about autism?
Well, as you know, autism is a spectrum, and everyone with autism, you know, has different pieces of it, if you will, for lack of a better way to say. You know, one of the things that I strive to educate first responders, educational providers, medical professionals about when we're doing our trainings is really just because you might have one interaction one day with one individual doesn't mean the next day with that same individual it's going to be the same. You know, autism affects everyone in so many different ways, their communication, their behaviors, their interactions. But at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with these individuals. They are extremely smart, extremely intelligent. They just process and understand things differently, and they need to be treated with the same respect as the next person.
Yeah, totally. I agree. So, Ashley, talk a little bit about Linked, Autism Safety Project, for people who don't know. And of course, I'm going to link your website to your podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. But for people who've not heard of you before, what is the work that you do?
Awesome. So about 3 years ago, I had reached out to my local police department just to make them aware of my son's diagnosis because he's a little bit different because of his diagnosis. And from that initial conversation, we've now launched a national program where we provide resources, supports to not only the autism community, but the disability, and differently abled community in general. And those resources include voluntary registration forms so families can share information with first responders, educational facilities. We also put together sensory bags that can be housed in police cruisers, fire trucks, ambulances. We've now expanded that again to educational facilities and hospital settings. And then we also do training for frontline, first responding staff, emergency room staff, so they can have an understanding that the interactions might look different with these individuals because of their diagnosis. So it allows them a better understanding of behaviors, communication differences, so that the interaction can really be as successful as possible when they're happening. And really thinking about trying to introduce these communities to one another. And bridging that gap of understanding so that the first time they're interacting isn't necessarily an emergency situation, and they have a little bit more awareness, and a higher comfort level when they're interacting with each other. And then we've also just created some family support, you know, what to do in an emergency situation, how to build interactions with first responders, enhance with educational providers. So really trying to provide as much support to emergency management staff as well as families.
So again, we've got Ashley McLean here, who was the creator of Linked, Autism Safety Project. And again, I'm going to link her website to ours, voiceofct.com, so you can learn more about what they do, how you can also be involved and help somebody if you have a family member or a friend or you are in a school district that maybe doesn't know about this, but to get more involved. And the state seems on board with helping you as well, Ashley, to the point that you're going to be up at the state capitol on April 2nd.
Yes. So I've worked really closely with the Commission on Women, Children, Seniors, Equity, and Opportunity probably over the last year and a half, just understanding how we can better support not only the autism, but the disability community in general. And tomorrow the commission is hosting a press conference to recognize Autism Awareness Day. And I'm excited to be a part of it with some amazing other advocates that will be there as well, too.
How important, Ashley, is it to have, you know, obviously advocates, so for parents, obviously, or families who are going through this, they are, you know, they need to learn to be advocates for themselves. And that's, I watched my parents do that, especially my mom. I mean, to sit in some of these meetings that she sat through for years for my brother at the schools, it was brutal. But she learned an awful lot about being an advocate and everything. But how vital is it, you know, when you see, for example, that we need to focus more on special education and invest in good special educators and just have the supports that we need and even to keep kids more in their district, for example, versus we've heard reports of kids being sent even out of state to get services and may not even be treated properly. Is that something that you're certainly seeing, you know, just from your own personal standpoint, that we need to get serious about here in the state of Connecticut?
100%. And I'm one of those families. So we are one of those families. My son attends a school 40 minutes away from our house. So,
really?
You know, once I finish this interview with you, I'm sitting outside right now. I'm going to head back into the house and get him ready for a 40-minute drive that we take every single day for him to get a basic and proper education that provides the support that he needs. I think it's important to recognize, you know, one within the special education, but just generally with the autism community, you know, acceptance is great, but it's really about awareness and inclusion as well, too. So, you know, I always like to say acceptance is an invitation to the party, but the inclusion awareness aspect of it is providing those resources that those individuals need to feel like they belong as well, too. And I think just collectively, we need to do a better job of understanding the supports that are needed for these individuals because they, you know, their needs are different and how we can accommodate those to best support them, not only in the classroom, but just in everyday life as well, too.
And obviously, again, April being a very special month to bring recognition, awareness and acceptance and understanding to autism. But it is something that I mean, over the years, Ashley, I think what gives probably a sigh of relief for my brothers and sisters and my parents and myself is it has gotten better, which is I don't know if you're seeing that with the, you know, with going through life with your son. But I know in the 90s, I mean, it was still such a normal response to tell my parents to institutionalize my brother. And I'm so glad that they didn't. Because he's an incredible human being that, you know, lives on his own in Florida, works on his own, has his own home, drives a car, all the things that people said he never could do.
I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's amazing, but it's like the culture around autism has changed so much over the decades. And I mean, from your perspective, are you feeling like we're at least getting a better understanding than we used to, you know, at least in some regard?
I think we're getting better, but I think we can always do better. You know, I know for me, similar to what you just said, I was told that my son would never be able to express himself, would never be able to communicate, would never be able to read. Last night before bed, he read me a book that was above his reading level. You know, he's communicating to me on a regular. He's standing right next to the window that I'm at, you know, talking to me, telling me to come inside. He's probably one of the most expressive individuals that I know. And initially he had individuals that weren't ready to give him a chance. But the fight that parents do every single day when you have a child with a disability, makes that world of difference. And I do think that we are doing better as a society, but like I said, we can always do better. Having conversations like this one, having conversations like we're going to have tomorrow at the state capitol, just continue to bring awareness, because you never know, the one time that you say something will spark a thought in somebody else's head and make them realize and understand. I know for me, I never really understood this life until I lived it. And what I've lived now is going to be different than what I'm living in 5 to 10 years as a parent of a child with autism. However, it's a learning process, and the more we can continue to educate those around us, I think the better it's going to be for society in general and as a whole.
Ashley, I so appreciate you. I will not keep you guys any longer. Thank you so, so much, and I'm sure we're going to talk again really soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And again, linked an autism project that is going to be actually up on our website, the Autism Safety Project. If you want more information, we're going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com. We're going to attach it to Ashley's podcast at the end of the show.